So there's a real problem here when you make a statement like that. When people say it can all be dropped in a heartbeat, you have to be very careful, because then people often get into a self-deprecating self-talk of, well, I have a sense that that's possible, and there must be something really wrong with me if I can't do it, or if it hasn't happened for me yet, or if I feel like it may never happen for me in this lifetime, or whatever form that thought takes. So you have to be very, very careful. You have to understand very, very intelligently that there is no meta method that is being missed. There is no magic bullet, magic key, magic anything that if you could just get to it, bingo, bango, I'm there. That there's nothing wrong with you if you can't plug into that or make the statement that, yes, I've achieved that. You have not failed at anything, if that's the case. It's not that, oh, these great saints and sages achieved, succeeded, and poor me, so far, I want that, and so far, I've failed. That is a very real spiritual trap, because it gets what we were saying earlier. It says, the mind is then saying to you, this is for someone else. It's self-victimization. This is for someone else, not for you. And it's so readily that we fall into that, that any time I make a more radical statement like the one I made, I feel a need to qualify it this way. Because people misuse this as a way to beat themselves up, as a way to see themselves as somehow spiritually less than. And I very much want everyone here not to fall into that trap. So it can be done in a heartbeat, it can be done in a lifetime. It can be done in 10,000 different ways, and it can be done starting through the mind, and it can be done starting through the heart, and it can be done starting through behavior, and there's no limit to how the path is traversed. And certainly, most people, if not the majority, come to the spiritual path initially because they're looking for a way to suffer less. They've come to the notion that my intellectual ideas, and my worldly understandings, and my material strivings, and whatever else, it appears they've gotten mature enough that they can say to themselves, it appears that those aren't going to take care of the job. Those aren't the answer. So people start looking more into the spiritual realm. They start